In focus today, France and the European Union. On Sunday, it's France's turn to vote on the proposed European Union Constitution, but the result is far from certain. As we hear from VOA's Robert D'Aguilar, supporters say the treaty will strengthen the EU's role in world affairs, but opponents fear it will promote business interests and weaken Europe's social welfare net.
The most recent polls have shown French voters going back and forth in their support for the proposed European Union constitution. Surveys ahead of the May 29th referendum show either the yes or the no camp winning by anywhere between 4 and 6 percentage points. The constitutional treaty aims at simplifying the European Union's decision-making process. It would reduce the instances in which a member state can veto a decision and make possible decisions under a qualified majority system. At least 55% of states, representing at least 65% of the total EU population. Jean-Dominique Giuliani is president of the Paris-based Robert Schuman Foundation, an advocacy group that is campaigning in favor of the European Constitution.
C'est la première fois qu'un traité se consacre principalement.
He says such reforms are necessary because there were 6 founding members of the Bloc in the 1950s, as opposed to 25 now. There will be 27 if Bulgaria and Romania, as expected, join the European Union 2 years from now. Mr. Giuliani says this requires a significant change in the way the Bloc's institutions are run. Mr. Giuliani also says the treaty will make the Bloc more democratic by strengthening the powers of the elected European Parliament. So far, a handful of countries have ratified the Constitution, mostly by parliamentary vote. However, the treaty requires ratification by all 25 current member states to go into effect, which means that rejection by France or by any other member state will kill the Constitution. That explains why all European eyes have now turned to France and Sunday's referendum. President Jacques Chirac and the leader of the main opposition socialist party, François Hollande, both support the proposed constitution. Mr. Chirac argues that the constitution will raise the Union's voice in world affairs and make it more competitive relative to the United States and emerging powers like China, India, and Brazil. Speaking at a televised debate last month, President Chirac argued the treaty would also protect France's extensive social safety net and its generous levels of social protection. However, opponents categorically reject the president's views. Bernard Cassène is the honorary president of ATTAC, a group critical of economic globalization that has campaigned vigorously against the proposed constitution. He says the treaty does not protect the rights of workers strongly and specifically enough, and opens the door to unbridled free market capitalism that could undermine these very rights. But Jean-Dominique Giuliani of the Robert Schuman Foundation says free trade policies have always been at the core of European integration. He says free trade is the main reason for the Bloc's current prosperity and economic power. Mr. Giuliani insists that such policies would be difficult to reverse and that even if they were, a return to protectionism would hurt the country's economy. Meanwhile, conservative opponents of the European Union Constitution fear a loss of national sovereignty if all 25 member states ratify the document. The Constitution, therefore, faces serious opposition both on the left and on the right. The uncertainty about the outcome of the French vote raises the question of whether the treaty could be renegotiated if France or any other country rejects it. Mr. Chirac and his government have insisted that renegotiation is not an option, adding that a no vote would decisively weaken French influence in the European Union. However, Bernard Cassène dismisses that view. He says President Chirac and other supporters of the Yes campaign are in a state of panic about French voters possibly rejecting the proposed constitution. Mr. Cassène adds that Mr. Chirac and other mainstream political leaders would use any argument to encourage voters to ratify the treaty. There is no clear consensus among scholars on what will happen to the European integration process if France rejects the proposed constitution. But observers on both sides of the debate argue that a victory by the no camp would be a significant political setback for President Chirac. For Focus, I'm Robert Dagey.